jump up and jump, get down. I love it. Thank you, Joe. Cardinal Newman leading 10-0 here as we're getting ready to start this third quarter at Santa Rosa High School, the North Coast Division IV Championship. Cardinal Newman leading 10-0 over the Marin Catholic Wildcats. The Wildcats running onto the field a little bit late here at the end of the first half. Still going to give them a little time to warm up here. Jeff, give me your thoughts here on the first half.
I really like what Newman's doing offensively. You're doing a good job of controlling the clock. You're getting positive yards on every play. Well, it seems like every play. The connection between Pavitt and Woods is something that we've seen progressively grow throughout the entire year. They're doing a good job of utilizing it. I think Shea Moran, like I said, right up there, 1A, 1B with Rasheed Rankin as far as running backs go in this, in not only the NBL but the section. So I think if you're Newman, you just want to continue to do the same thing that you were doing in the first half. Something to watch out for is just going to be Cronin keeping his head. And if he's able to stay level-headed, I don't know what he's going to be doing with his timeouts here. As you heard Coach Hodling say, he wants to hold on to his timeouts. But, yeah, Cronin's going to be the X factor here. And if he's able to keep his emotions in check.
I don't think Paul's ever been called an X factor, but I love it. That's good. I got to believe that Paul Cronin is trying to get his team super intense, and that's what he's done. Everybody sees he's the leader. They're going to be intense, and I love it. I think it's fantastic. I didn't care for the three penalties. I got to tell you that. That was maybe one. One can get a point across.
But then you get 45 yards tacked against you.
I understand. Three was a bit much, but I just think Paul knows what he's doing, okay? He's been around. His team's leading 10-0. It didn't hurt him, okay? I mean, if they were losing and we could say, hey, it was a problem, then we'd look back. But Paul Cronin knows what he's doing out there. I have pretty good confidence that he went in there at halftime and he said, boys, listen, we lead 10-0, but we got to play better in the second half. That's just how he is. Marin Catholic getting ready to kick off. Javier Martinez, the kicker for Marin Catholic. They're going to go from our right to our left. Again, they're wearing their all-white uniforms with their dark blue helmets. Cardinal Newman's going to get the football. Leading 10-0, their quarterback Jackson Pavitt had a very good first half, and so far in the game, Jeff, no turnovers. Neither team turned the football over, and the field is wet. The rain has stopped right now, so that's good. Thanks for joining us on the game of the week here on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves Pools and Spas. Javier Martinez is approaching the football, and he drives it deep down the middle of the field, and it's going to be taken right at the goal line, and you cannot bring it out in high school football. Shane Moran caught it, but he stepped into the end zone. Onto the field come the Cardinal Newman Cardinals, led by their senior quarterback, Jackson Pavitt. The Cardinals were throwing the ball quite a lot, quite often in the first half. Obviously, Coach Paul Cronin feels his athletes can make some plays, and they did.
There was a couple instances there in the first half where Moran was running around out loose downfield, and he had the Marin Catholic defenders looking like they were running on skates.
Just as we said, there was no rain. Now the rain starts to fall. First and 10, Cardinals right at the 20-yard line. Pavitt in the shotgun, throws it out in the flat, and it's caught and incomplete. And he's tackled after a 12-yard gain. Pavitt found LaFranchi out on the left flat. LaFranchi made the catch, went upfield 2 yards after the catch, but it's a first down for the Cardinals right at the 31-yard line. Again, Pavitt throwing the football nicely under these extreme conditions.
They're not going to be the prettiest-looking spirals, but as long as the ball gets to your wide receiver, and again, your wide receiver catches it with his hands and not his pads, should be okay.
Yep. First and 10 Cardinals, 12-yard pass on the first play here in the third quarter, leading 10-0. Thanks for joining us here on the Game of the Week on KSRO. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Moran shifts to the right, and it looks like there's going to be a false start on the offensive line. They're going to drop back 5 yards. Make it first down and 15.
And that is not going to help ease head coach Cronin's tensions here. Silly mistakes.
On to the game is Zach Moran for the Cardinals coming out of the game. Ethan Kelly. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Shane Moran in the backfield with Jackson Pavitt. Pavitt in the shotgun now shifts Moran to the left, and he's dropping back. throws over the middle. It's complete. Here comes Moran up the field, and he's and there's a penalty marker comes in way deep in the secondary. The back judge, Larry Doss, threw a penalty 25 yards behind the play. Let's see what he calls. Moran came up field, had a nice gain, and picked up a first down, but let's see if it's for naught. And it is. Cardinal Newman backing up. Looks like a pass interference, and I did think there might have been one. As the receivers came downfield, Moran had a receiver in front of him. They might have called it, looked like a illegal block on one of the wide receivers. Did you see that, Jeff?
I missed it.
No way. You missed it.
I didn't see a penalty committed by the Cardinal Newman Cardinals
Cardinal
at all.
A Cardinal Newman alumnus not seeing that call. Are you kidding me? Okay. Jeff Woodworth and Nick Mattis having a lot of fun here. Come on in here, Garrick. Garrick Hotaling here is going to help me out. He's my spotter now. He's going to be my spotter. Ball's being pushed back now. It's going to be first down and 25. The football's inside the 15-yard line. Pavitt throws quickly out in the flat. It's caught by Nunley, and he's pushed out of bounds. Stiff arms the tackler and throws him out of bounds. It's going to be about a gain of 7 yards.
That's Nunley's
first catch for today, isn't it?
Yes, and a good, crisp, quick catch there, or throw, excuse me, from Pavitt, getting that ball out efficiently, nice and quickly to his wide receiver.
Second down and 20. We'll give him a gain of 5 on that.
You're starting to see this Marin Catholic defensive line get more and more of a push against this Cardinal Newman offensive line here in, early in the second half.
Big Jamar Sakuna, Giovanni Gelati, the two-star defensive lineman for the Wildcats. Second down and 20. Moran shifts to the right. Pavitt back to pass. Throws out a little screen. Ooh, and that was a dangerous pass. It missed the target, and number 42 for Marin Catholic came up with an opportunity for an interception. Joe Abel, but he wasn't able to make the grab. Going to bring up a third down and a long 20 yards for the Cardinals deep in their own territory. I got to think they might run the football here. Played a little bit safe. Don't want to have a turnover, leading 10 to nothing with 11:36 remaining here in quarter number 3. But that's not Coach Cronin. He's going to throw it. No, coming up the middle and tackled by Jamar Sakuna. Sakuna grabbed around Pavitt and just threw him to the ground. 6'4", 295 pounds.
Pavitt had nowhere to go on that run right there, just getting swallowed up by the monster on the line there. And it's forcing Newman to punt.
Giancarlo Woods going back to kick. Mateo Perez standing deep for the Wildcats, right at his own 40-yard line. Woods standing inside his, right at his 11-yard line. The snap is good. The kick is a low kick. Coming up to catch it. No, he's going to let it bounce. Now Perez gets it on one bounce. See if he can get the edge. He's reversing his field, and he's going to be down. Cardinal Newman did a great job of pursuit.
A great job by number 23, Hunter Granis. It looked like Perez got around him, but Granis able to readjust himself, latch on, and bring him down at about the 36-yard line.
Wildcats take their first possession of the third quarter. 10 minutes, 48 seconds remaining. Trailing 10 to nothing. The first half, their offense had a lot of trouble moving the football against the Cardinals' defense. Sophomore quarterback Michael Ingracia threw the ball well, but didn't have anything to show for it. No points on the board. Their workhorse, Mateo Perez, came into the game just under 2,000 yards. He's been the workhorse. Ingracia is going to fake the handoff. He comes straight up the middle, and there's nothing there. He stopped cold right at the line of scrimmage.
Met by number 18, Nick Kelly there, putting him into the turf.
Second down and 10. Ingracia faked the handoff to Perez, and he came up the middle, thought he saw a hole, but nothing there. Cardinal Newman's defense, very impressive today. Game allowing under 10 points a game. And right now, a big goose egg on the board for the Wildcats. Second down and 10. Again, this time, Mateo Perez gets the football, and he's dropped by Shane Moran. Shane Moran for the Cardinals shot the gap, came through, and downs him for a five-yard loss.
A great job of Moran there getting into the backfield and disrupting that play, bringing him down for a loss of what appears to be 5 or 6 yards on the play.
That was one where maybe Gracia should have faked the handoff and rolled around to the outside, see if he could have gotten some daylight. This looks like a sure passing down, Jeff. Do you think they're going to throw it third and 14?
It looks like they have two wide receivers out there, two tight ends. Might take a shot here.
I would expect them to. Gracia throws a nice football. Just a sophomore, 6'1", 180 pounds. Mozzie thinks he's a real gamer. They like to give him a chance to make a play. He takes the snap, looks to his right. Now he comes up the middle. No, that's Gavin Cook. They've got Gavin Cook into the game, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds. I didn't see Cook come in the game for Ingracia, but Cook took the snap. I think that was a planned run all the way. Cook could not get the edge, and he's run out of bounds for no game, forcing a fourth down.
Little Wildcat formation for the Wildcats there, and it didn't work out, didn't pay any dividends, and they'll be punting the ball back to Newman.
Javier Martinez dropping back. He's going to get the snap right around his own 15-yard line. Giancarlo Woods, always dangerous to take one to the house. Standing at the Cardinal Newman 40-yard line. The snap is high. The kick is a high kick. Up Woods coming for a... No, he's going to let it bounce. And it takes a Cardinal Newman bounce as it hit at the 40. Goes backwards towards up the field towards the 44-yard line.
There's no point in trying to field those punts if the ball is going to take a fortunate bounce for you and bounce back 6-7 yards the other way. Just take that as your return. Hold on to the possession. Don't risk it. Don't want to turn over, especially with her.
I agree, Jeff. Right? Didn't even catch it. The weather, you just take a chance of a fumble, giving them a short field. Cardinal Newman takes over. The football is going to be placed at their own 44-yard line, leading 10-0. 8:35 remaining in the third quarter. The North Coast Section Division IV Championship. Winner moves on into the regional finals of the state championship. Pavitt with the snap in the shotgun. Comes straight up the middle. He's got a nice hole. And he breaks one tackle and he's still on his feet. Drags forward two more tacklers before he's pushed down, and there's a penalty.
Got a couple of Marin Catholic defenders there, Ryan Dolan and Giovanni Gelati, channeling their inner Rodney Harrison and playing through the echo of the whistle, not just the whistle. That's going to be an unsportsmanlike conduct, unnecessary roughness. They're going to move the chains there for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Dolan, the middle linebacker for the Wild, got a hold of Pavitt. The whistle blew, and after the whistle, he pushed him to the ground aggressively. That's going to add 15 big yards onto the play, and the ball's going to be placed now at the Wildcats' 34-yard line. A huge gain, not only the run and the penalty.
And you had a big stop there for your defense, and that just totally negates that stop, puts some momentum back there with the Cardinals as they're getting a fresh set of downs and some nice field position.
First and 10, Cardinals leading 10-0. The ball's handed to Moran. Moran came inside of Ingracia, who faked the handoff, came straight up the middle, got about a positive 3 yards before he's tackled by Jamar Sekona.
Good job by Jackson Pavitt there on the RPO, deciding to keep it.
Yeah, definitely it was a good one. Moran got smothered as he faked the handoff. Second down and 7. Football now at the 30-yard line of the Wildcats, trailing 10-0. Pavitt looks to throw. He has time. Throws on the middle, and it's intercepted. And coming up the sideline and drug out of bounds.
Number 11, Spencer Lauer, able to make the interception. He was intended for Giancarlo Woods, who's now come up a little shaken there with his ankle. Going to see what that's like. But a big, big stop here for the Marin Catholic Wildcats.
Yep, Giancarlo coming to the sideline. The trainers go right away. As Pavitt went back to pass, he had plenty of time. Threw late over the middle, and Lohr was right in the perfect position for the Wildcats. Picked it off as he was going up the sideline. He had a lane. But he was tackled by the only player on Cardinal Newman that had a good angle at him. I didn't see who made the tackle, did you?
I missed that. Woods. I saw Woods come up limping. He's now in the tent getting looked at, and I'm sure that's a pass that Pavitt would love to have back.
First and 10 Wildcats at their own 35-yard line, trailing 10-0. Ingracia takes the snap, throws quickly out to the left flat. The ball dropped. Lohr tried to make the catch as it was behind him a little bit. The ball dropped to the ground. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10.
Now, if you're Marin Catholic, this drive is important. You want to strike while the iron's hot because you just managed to get the ball out of Newman's hands as they looked like they were poised to score. You got a chance to turn the tables here, put up some crooked numbers.
First turnover of the game committed by the Cardinals as they were deep in the Wildcats' territory. Second down and 10. The snap is low. And Gracia picks it up. He's got a lane, though. He gets around the corner, and he's got a lot of room. He's going up the sideline. And there it is. He's pushed out of bounds inside the 25-yard line of Cardinal Newman. A broken play turns out to be a big game for the Wildcats as the snap was low, and Gracia picked it up, got around the right edge, and went upfield. 40-yard game.
Despite the weather, the kid can scoot.
Gavin Cook took the snap. He's replaced Ingracia. Gavin Cook with a big gain, and he's going to stay in, and he takes the snap, comes up the middle, breaks the tackle, and he's pushed down after a 9-yard gain. Gavin Cook with a 40-yard gain as he came in for the Wildcats, picked up the bad snap, and that's been the biggest play of the game so far for the Wildcats. Perfect spot for Gavin Cook, who's an excellent all-around player. Second down and a short one for the Wildcats. The football at the Cardinal Newman 14-yard line, and there's a first down as coming up the middle, Mateo Perez gets the first down inside the 15-yard line.
An interesting decision here by Marin Catholic to just completely abandon Gracia as quarterback and letting Gavin Cook take over. It's paying dividends for their offense, though.
Mazi Moya doing a good job of. Cook was the quarterback last year, back in there. Now he's running the show. He fakes the handoff, but Cardinal Newman's perfect job. And Shane Moran came in and finished off. No, excuse me, that's Mitch Russell came in and put a final hit on him. No gain. It's going to bring up third down and 10. The Wildcats can pick up a first down. It looks right at the 4-yard line. Gavin Cook was the quarterback last year for the Wildcats. I wonder if Ingracie is a little bit injured. He came into the game dinged up after the game against Ocalanes, and Cook now getting all the snaps, looks over the defense. Perez to his left, two receivers left. Cook's going to fake the handoff. No, he hands it to Perez, and he comes up the middle, and he's going to be short. Decision time for Mazi Moyet. Does he take the 3 points here, trailing 10 to nothing? 5 minutes and 18 seconds remaining in quarter number three.
If I'm Coach Mazi, my defense just came up with a nice stop. I'd kick the field goal, take the points, put the momentum back with my defense.
Third down here. Somehow we missed a down.
Third and seven, okay.
Third and seven, my bad. Third and seven, Cook looking over. That'll give Mazi another opportunity to think it over here. Third down and seven, two receivers left. One receiver tight end on the right. Perez on his left. Cook's going to throw. Now he's going to look to run up the middle. Finds a little hole, but nowhere to go.
Number 23, Hunter Granis there to come up with a stop. Possibly touchdown saving tackle. And now Marin Catholic's going to send out the field goal unit. They are going to take the points here.
Javier Martinez coming onto the field. See if he's going to indeed try it. I know Mazi. He's a coy fox. I don't want to say that it's a field goal until he kicks it.
This could be big, though.
Kyle Kelly's going to be the holder. Javier Martinez, the left-footed kicker. He's going to be on the right hash mark. The wind going right to left. The snap's good. The hold's good. And the kick is good. And Marin Catholic is on the board. With 4 minutes remaining here in quarter number three, Cardinal Newman leading Marin Catholic 10-3. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Quick, sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the...
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, hmm? Yeah.
But
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. Cardinal Newman leading Marin Catholic 10-3, the North Coast Section Division 4 Championship. Marin Catholic, on an interception by Spencer Lohr, took advantage of it on a 40-yard scamper by Gavin Cook, the backup quarterback, to get themselves in position for a field goal. And Javier Martinez boots the field goal and gets the Wildcats on the board. Martinez now kicking off the football, place at the 40-yard line. Giancarlo Woods and Shane Moran deep for Cardinal Newman. 4 minutes remaining here in quarter number three. Martinez's kick is a line drive kick, bounces at the 15-yard line and rolls in between the defenders. Nunley was back there and with Shane Moran, and the ball goes into the end zone. First and 10, Cardinals.
And good news for Cardinals fans is Giancarlo Woods is coming back out on the field. Whatever seemed to have been bothering him on that last drive, he's managed to shake off.
Marin Catholic with the first turnover in the game took advantage of it. 3 points, though. The Cardinals bent, but they didn't break. 10-3 here in this North Coast Section Division 4 championship. Both teams came into the game 11-1.
This is a big bounce-back drive for Newman, especially if you're Pavitt. You want your quarterback to have short-term memory. You don't remember throwing that interception.
There's a false start. False start on Cardinal Newman. Pavitt, the quarterback, was in the shotgun just before the snap. Looked like the offensive line started to move. Possibly Mitch Russell, the center, was a little late on the snap. Hard to tell, but it's going to push the Cardinals back 5 yards. Rain has been coming down all game here at Santa Rosa High School. Ernie Nevers Field. First and 15 for the Cardinals. The football at their own 15-yard line, leading 10-3. Pavitt with the snap. Looks to pitch it out, but he's going to keep it and comes up the middle, and he stopped. The lunar eclipse right there by the Wildcat defense. Smothered him. Second down and 12. Loss of two on the play. Two receivers right. Giancarlo Woods to the left. Now they're going to send over Kyle Kelly, so they're going to balance it off. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Pavitt gets the call. The crowd for Marin Catholic is really into this now. They're very loud on the visitor's side. Shane Moran, now there's going to be a timeout. Coach Paul Cronin didn't like what he saw out there, so you're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO. Brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
La Coco's, voted North Bay's best Italian restaurant 5 years straight. Italian-born and New York-raised, Joe La Coco offers an authentic, rustic-style cuisine. Fresh, simple, and local ingredients provide a Northern California accent. Open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Located in the heart of Santa Rosa at 117 4th Street. Call them at 523-2227. La Coco's Cucina Rustica. Enjoy a meal at Northern California's best Italian restaurant.
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
Santa Rosa High School, Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, and Michael Barrelball bringing you all the action here in the North Coast Section Division 4 Championship. Second down and 12 for the Cardinals. The football at their own 14. Pavitt with a snap. Drops back. Now he gets away. He's trying to get to the edge. And he does get to the edge. But the pursuit of the Wildcats keeps him from a very small gain as he gets up to the 20-yard line just past the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up third down and 9, Jeff.
Credit Pavitt and his elusiveness there to escape the sack, and he's able to get what he could on the play. I think it was a gainer one or two. Also, credit head coach Paul Cronin for waiting almost 8 minutes before he blew through his first time out here in the second half.
Much better than he did in the first half, no doubt. Paul used all three of his timeouts within the first quarter and a couple of minutes. Here's a big third down in the game, third down and 12. Pabbitt with the pass, throws it out to Nunley. He makes the catch, but he's tackled immediately by Michael Jennings. Going to force a punting situation, and onto the field comes the Cardinal Newman punt unit. 2 minutes and 14 seconds counting down here in the third quarter.
Credit the Marin Catholic defense. They really put their toes in the dirt here, and they're not letting Newman get away with anything.
Their fans are really engaged right now. They're starting to feel the momentum after they got their field goal after the big interception. The snap is high. The punt is a low driving kick. Mateo Perez covers, recovers it, and he goes, slips down. Perez caught the football right at the 39-yard line as he made his cut. He slipped to the ground, but the Wildcats take over with momentum. 1 minute, 48 seconds, trailing 10-3 here at Santa Rosa High School. The Division IV North Coast Section Championship. Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, Michael Barabalt, and Joe Pasquini in the studio. Joe's, I hope, nice and warm in there. Okay.
I'm very jealous of you, Joe, right now. You got the heater going.
First and 10 Wildcats. Gavin Cook, who took over for quarterback the last series, had a 40-yard run to put the Wildcats in field goal position. Stays in. He takes the snap, hands it up the middle to Perez, and Perez is stopped after 1 yard gain. Mitch Russell on the stop. Cardinal Newman with a couple of fresh bodies in there now. Second down and 8. Gain of 2 on the play. Gavin Cook takes the snap again, hands it straight up the middle to Perez. This time he finds a significant crease and moves upfield 6 yards.
And out come back the starters for Newman.
Third down and 1. Marin Catholic quickly over the football. Gavin Cook in the shotgun alone. Takes the snap. Student body right. Comes up the middle. And he gets through and he's going to the house. Gavin Cook got through, and let's see if he can get in. And he's tackled inside the 5-yard line. Gavin Cook, how did he get through the hole, Jeff?
A great job by this Marin County offensive line. They've just been pushing Newman off the blocks here the entire second half. Looks like they're going to spot it right at about the 5 or 6 yard line.
Marin Catholic Gavin's Cook came up the middle. It was many Cardinal Newman tacklers that had a chance, but he ran right through them, broke to his right, and was pushed out of bounds right at the 5-yard line. First and goal for Marin Catholic at Cardinal Newman's 5-yard line, trailing 10-3.
Said it earlier in the broadcast, Nick. The kid can scoot, and scoot he did right there, all the way down into the red zone, setting up Marin Catholic for a primetime opportunity.
The snap goes to Gavin Cook. He hands it to Perez on an inside handoff, and Perez loses 4 yards.
Grannis and Kelly doing a great job of swarming right there, bringing him down for a loss.
That might do it for the third quarter here as the clock runs down. Cardinal Newman leading 10-3, but Marin Catholic in prime position to get some points. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
You're different, so your truck should be too. Keep your truck just as unique as you by taking it to West Coast Diesels. At West Coast Diesels, they provide custom builds and full repair services. As experts in diesel diagnostics, they'll listen to your needs and recommend the best solution. Want to talk diesels? They'd like to also. Swing by their new location at 3575 Airway Drive in Santa Rosa or online at wcdperformance.com. West Coast Diesels, your local diesel experts.
Rincon Valley hears KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. 12 minutes remaining in this Division IV championship. Marin Catholic with the football, second down and goal from their own 9-yard line, trailing 10-3. The snap goes to Gavin Cook. He hands it to Mateo Perez. He's fighting his way forward. He's not going down and pushing himself into the end zone for the touchdown. The offensive line with Jamar Sekuna pushed Mateo Perez into the end zone from the 4. There was no whistle, and Cardinal Newman couldn't get him down. Touchdown, Wildcats.
A great job by Marin Catholic on being able to push that line, getting the running back across the goal line.
Jeez, I was a little surprised there. None of the officials blew the whistle there. Lining up for the all-important point here, trailing 10-9 is Javier Martinez. There's movement on the play. Let's see. It looks like Cardinal Newman might have come off sides. It is. Now, will Mozzie go for two here if they move the football up? Mozzie's going to play his cards here and keep it right here. Are they going to move the football? I guess they are going to move it up. They will. They're going to keep the extra point. Is going to be a field goal attempt, apparently. Martinez stays on the field. Wildcats trailing 10-9. Very important point. Snap's good. The hold's good. The kick is good. And the Marin Catholic Wildcats have tied it up 10-10 with 11 minutes and 49 seconds remaining here in quarter number 4. We're going to keep it right here, and let's get Michael Barabalt's thoughts after the third quarter.
Michael Barabalt on the field with KSRO's Game of the Week. And Marin Catholic doing a much better job in the second half, moving the ball. They're able to get in field goal range and get on the board. And their crowd is making some noise on the visiting sideline. Let's see what happens here in the fourth quarter. Gardner Newman's got to figure out how to swing momentum back their way.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. Thank you very much, Michael Barabalt, for your thoughts here. Marin Catholic has just come with 10 straight points on their last two possessions to tie the game up 10-10. Cardinal Newman had a 10-0 halftime lead, if you're just joining us, but the third quarter was all Marin Catholic, and it was turned over on an interception by Spencer Lohr off of a Jackson Pavitt interception. I've got Coach Garrick Hotaling joining me right now. Coach, what's your thoughts here going on here?
Well, Marin Catholic made a quarterback change, and they went to Gavin Cook, number 5, who we saw last year in the playoffs. He was their quarterback last year, and he's more of a runner, so that's probably why they're putting him in, and it's paying dividends with that big long run.
Martinez's kick is driven deep into the end zone. Giancarlo Woods takes it in the end zone. It's going to be brought out. 1st and 10 Cardinals. The Cardinals need to get something going here. Marin Catholic is very engaged right now. Their fans, the team, they're feeling it, and I'm not seeing it out of the Cardinal Newman sideline. Coach Paul Cronin, very engaged in the first half, needs to get the Cardinals fired up here. Deadlocked. 10-10, 11:49. The winner moves on to the regional championship. Jackson Pavitt, the senior quarterback, 2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. Shane Moran right behind him. Moran shifts to the left. Pavitt with the snap, and he fumbles the throw, and he can't pick it up. Oh, my gosh. And there's a huge break for Marin Catholic. Pavitt went to throw the football, and it slipped out of his hands.
Yep, the weather is playing a major factor right now. The ball conditions are deteriorating. Hard to get a handle on, and that kind of stuff could happen in a rain game like this.
Jackson Pavitt, the senior quarterback, looking over to the right, cocked his arm to throw, and the football dropped out of his hand. Nobody around but Marin Catholic Wildcats. They jump on it. They've got great position here. Prime real estate. The ball placed at their own at the Cardinal Newman 18-yard line. First and 10 Wildcats. Deadlocked here, 10-10, 11:42 remaining here in quarter number four. The snap goes to Cook. He fakes the handoff, comes up the middle, and he's tackled and driven to the ground, but not after a gain of three.
Looking like a gain of seven.
Gain of seven, excuse me. On the tackle, Henry Oliva on the tackle. Excuse me. Wrong. It's not Henry Oliva there.
And if I'm Mozzie, you keep giving Gavin Cook the ball. This kid's getting 5 yards minimum every time he carries it.
Again, the ball goes to Cook, comes up the middle, and this time Cardinal Newman's defense rises up and stops them, led by Shane Moran. That's going to force a third down and 4 yards. The football inside the 15-yard line. Big play here in this game.
Interesting decision to see whether Mozzie throws or runs here. Throwing's tough right now. If you are going to throw, it's going to be something short, something quick.
Two receivers left. Tight end, tight on the right. Mateo Perez right behind Gavin Cook. Cook fakes the handoff. No, he hands it to Perez, and Perez gets the edge. Let's see if he picks up the first down. He's knocked out of bounds. We're going to have to wait for a spot. It's hard to tell from here.
The left defensive end for Cardinal Newman was held pretty bad on that. I don't think they threw a penalty, but, yep, they threw it.
All right, good call. Coach Garrett Cotelling stepping in here for Jeff Woodworth, who had to step out for a moment.
Yeah, that was the tight end number seven, Giovanni Gelati, on the hold there.
And that's going to force the Wildcats back 10 yards. They, again, will have to redo third down. It's going to be third down and 15. The football is placed right at the 25-yard line. Let's make it inside the 25 at the 24. Jeff Woodworth joining us again. Third down and a long 15-yard line. 15 yards. Wildcats can get a first down. Cook with the handoff. Takes it straight up the middle. And he's going to be stopped.
A great tackle there by Nick Kelly. And a couple other Cardinal defenders like Connor Williams and Mitch Russell.
Javier Martinez coming onto the field. Going to try to break the tie here. 10-10. The clock is running, getting down to the 10-minute mark here in the North Coast Section Division 4 Championship. Martinez, they're going to place the football right at the 27-yard line. It'll be a 37-yard attempt. The snap good. The hold's good. The kick is driven.
And it's no good.
Pushed it right.
Pushed it right just in time. That's what the Cardinals need here. Try and get some momentum back.
He had plenty of leg in that, Jeff. And again, he didn't play the wind. The wind has been blowing left to right, right towards our faces. And that time, the wind just seemed to push it just wide. A break for the Cardinals. Let's see if they can get some momentum off of it. Been a very lackluster second half for the Cardinal Newman team. 9 minutes and 50 seconds, tied 10-10 with the football. They're taking it over right at the 20-yard line. Shane Moran shifts. Pavitz again throws out to the flat. Giancarlo Woods with the catch, but he's tackled immediately. Michael Jennings comes up quickly and makes the tackle. 1 yard gain. Second and nine. 9 minutes and 30 seconds remaining in this Division 4 championship. Marin Catholic has fought back after they were trailing 10-0, come with 10 straight points, but Cardinal Newman just got a break on the kick, was wide right. A lot of noise coming from Marin Catholic, not so much from the Cardinal Newman. They need a big play to get their fans engaged. Second down and nine. Up the middle comes Jackson Pavitt. A small gain, and he's tackled right after 2 yards.
And, Nick, what we're seeing is the Cardinal Newman offense is just, these chunks are too small. They need to be taken out a little bit bigger chunks here if we're going to go back to the paper cuts analogy there. These paper cuts aren't big enough. It's not going to get enough blood drawn.
Cardinal Newman needs to be able to get some kind of momentum. They're looking for a play to spark their team. Head coach Paul Cronin pacing the sidelines. 8 minutes and 36 seconds. Remaining here in the fourth quarter. Deadlock 10-10. big play for the Cardinals. Third down and 7. Pavitt gets the snap. Looks. Now he throws long. And breaking out is Nunley. And Nunley makes the catch. Zion Nunley went down the sideline. Pavitt threw a nice catch. Nunley made the catch, but I got to tell you, I was a little worried. He lost his footing, but dove and made the possession catch.
Did a great job of keeping wits about him as he was falling down. Made a basket for the ball. No turf hitting there. That's a catch. Count it. Move the chains. That's just the spark that Newman needed here in this fourth quarter.
Looking back at that, though, a nice pass. Nunley could have gone to the house. He was three steps ahead of the defender and had an opportunity, but again, the most important thing there was the reception, and Nunley made it. First and 10, Cardinals at the 45-yard line of the Wildcats. 7:56 and counting here in the fourth quarter, and there's a false start on the Cardinal Newman offensive line.
That was a terrific pass by Pavitt. Perfect touch on that, like what we were seeing from Stalker last week. But you can't have these boneheaded penalties right here. This is what's going to drive Coach Cronin crazy.
This is where the senior quarterback, Jackson Pavitt, needs to step up. 7:50 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Deadlocked at 10. Pavitt with two receivers right, two receivers left. Shifts Moran. Now there's another penalty, again on Cardinal Newman. The Cardinals losing their composure. 10 yards, pushing them back after the big catch.
And for the listeners at home, might have heard Coach Hodling let us know that the crowd is being too loud. It's affecting the offensive line's ability to hear the snap count. Thank you, Coach.
First and 20.
And it is getting louder.
Pavitt with the ball, looks to pitch it out, pitches it out late. Here comes Shane Moran, and he lowers his head after a gain of 5 right at midfield. Pavitt with the late pitch there. Moran did make something out of it. I was a bit surprised, Jeff, that he held it so long and pitched it out so late. But
did a great job of selling it, allowing Moran to get out there, get to midfield.
Second down and 15. The football right at midfield.
A little over 7 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter as time continues to tick. This is right where you want to be, though, if you're Newman. You got the ball. You're killing clock. You're getting some positive yards here.
Pavitt back to pass. Straight back. Throws long. And streaking over the middle and makes the catch and drops the ball. Zion Nunley with an excellent effort. Dove in the air, had a chance for it, went headlong for it. Nothing wrong with the effort, nothing wrong with the pass, just tough. As he hit the ground, the ball came loose.
Zion went a diving and unfortunately couldn't come up with that catch.
Boy, Zion Nunley made up a lot of real estate when the ball was in the air. It looked like it was going to be overthrown, but a headlong dive. Excellent effort by Nunley, but it's going to force a third down and a long 15 for the Cardinals.
That was a great pass by Pavitt, too, despite the pressure that he was facing in the pocket. He took a shot, and it looks like there's going to be another false start. Another false start.
Ron Ruiz, the sideline visitor sideline judge, caught one of the Cardinals on a flinch over there.
The Marin Catholic crowd noise affecting this Cardinal Newman offensive line.
A large Marin Catholic crowd, and they're very noisy over there, causing a lot of problems for the offense of the Cardinals. Third down and 20. What does Paul Cronin got in his book that can pick up 20 yards here? 6:48. And now there is
and they're going to be again.
Unbelievable here. Marin Catholic is benefiting by the engaged crowd.
And you have the Cardinal Newman coaching staff with their hands in the air wondering where the false start occurred. You've got Pavitt now speaking with the officials trying to get an explanation.
I got to tell you, I'm with the Cardinal Newman. Some of these penalties are pretty small little movements that they're... Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Mitch Russell, the center for the Cardinals. Third and 25, and again, the crowd for Marin Catholic engaged. Let's see if Pavitt can come up with a big play here. Two receivers right, one receiver left.
And Marin, it's going to happen. Oh, okay.
Timeout. Timeout, Marin Catholic.
I thought we were about to have a fourth straight penalty there, Nick.
You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
They're tuning Japanese at Auto Japan. Since 1981, that's all they've done. Provided full-service care of Sonoma County's Asian vehicles. Nominated Best Auto Repair Shop in Santa Rosa, an industry leader in customer care and on-time performance, their warranty is one of the best. 24 months or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. They also offer complimentary loaner cars. Auto Japan at 3415 Industrial Drive in Santa Rosa. Call 707-575-0100. 575-0100.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School for the game of the week on KSRO, the North Coast Section Division IV Championship. All knotted up, 10-10, the Wildcats and the Cardinals. 6 minutes, 48 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter, and Cardinal Newman has a third and 25 with the football at their own 40-yard line.
And, Nick, this Marin Catholic crowd knows they're making a difference. They're getting involved, getting loud right now.
Pavitt comes up the middle. He finds a hole, and he's getting a good run, and he dives forward, and he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. An excellent play by the Cardinals. Should give them good punting position so that they can turn the field here. Field position may be the key for the Cardinals. They're trailing 6:29 and counting, Jeff.
Very important there. Great job by Pavitt to get the ball back to the original line of scrimmage. Now you're going to be putting yourself in a position to pin them, coffin corner, try and get it within the 10-yard line, really make it an uphill battle for this Marin Catholic offense.
15-yard gain by Pavitt was just what the doctor ordered for the Cardinals. Giancarlo Woods back to punt. The snap's good. Here, punt is off. And it's sailing high and deep. And it's going to bounce, and it's going to nestle down.
A beautiful bounce. A wonderful bounce for the Cardinals. Number 23, Hunter Granisel, down it at about the 7-yard line. And, yep, Marin Catholic, as the rain is now starting to dump, is going to have an uphill battle here with 5:56 left, trying to put some points up on the board to take the lead here at Santa Rosa High.
Just in the game yesterday in Rancho Cotati and Las Lomas, field position could be the key here.
Marin Catholic's done a great job of this second half, though, of getting Newman off of the blocks here on the offensive-defensive line, the battle of the trenches. I'm going to be looking for more of that on this drive.
Here come the Wildcats. 5:56 remaining in the fourth quarter. It's 10-10. Gavin Cook remains in at quarterback. The senior has taken over for the sophomore, Michael Ingracia. The crowd now for Cardinal Newman is engaged. The snap goes to Gavin Cook. He hands it up the middle, and Cardinal Newman stops him cold.
Swallowed
no
up.
Gain.
Swallowed up by number 54, Mitch Russell, who's going to make up for those false start penalties on the offensive side.
Mitch Russell came up the middle. No gain. Second down and 10. Good to see the Cardinals' defense starting to rise to the occasion and the fans getting involved. 5:30 remaining. 10-10, Division IV championship. Gavin Cook in the shotgun. Mateo Perez to his left. Cook takes the snap, trying to find a hole, and he's got nowhere to go when Cardinal Newman stops him again after a 2-yard gain.
And that'll be Hunter Granis again on the tackle. Granis has been everywhere for this Cardinal defense tonight.
Hunter Granis, not a real big guy, number 23 for the Cardinals, doing a great job, 6'185". And here's the play of the game. 4 minutes, 50 seconds and counting. Third down and 6 for the Wildcats.
You need this stop if you're Newman right here. This is a big, big third down.
Wildcats, two receivers right, one tight end on the left. Cook trying to get the call, and now there's a timeout by Coach Paul Cronin. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
T-Shirt Underground, top-quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check them out online at shirt123.com.
Want small town dental care with big city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140, Forestville Family Dentistry.
Sonoma County's FM News Talk at 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO, depend on it.
Welcome back to Santa Rosa High School. Thanks for joining us. This has been a real barn burner. Cardinal Newman started out 10-0 in the first half, but the Marin Catholic Wildcats have come back with 10 consecutive points. 10-10 with 4 minutes and 40 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Wildcats at their own 11-yard line. Third down and a long 6.
You don't even necessarily have to force a turnover here if you're Cardinal Newman. Just make sure that they don't get the first down.
Gavin Cook in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Hands it up the middle. Mateo Perez cannot find anything. And the Wildcats are going to be punting the football.
And a great stop by the Newman defense here. Couldn't come at a better time. Giancarlo Woods is going to go back to receive this punt, but he's only coming back to the Marin Catholic 40-yard line.
Field position. All night long last night at Akalanes, Coach Garrick Hotaling had talked about field position, and this may be the key for the Cardinals. As Giancarlo Woods standing at the 45-yard line of Marin Catholic into the end zone, is right at the end zone, is the punter Javier Martinez for the Wildcats. Remember, Cardinal Newman has 2 turnovers. The Wildcats have not suffered one so far.
And only 1 timeout left for the Cardinals, something
good
to keep track of.
The punt is a low driving kick. Giancarlo Woods takes it, and he's going to be spun away, and he's on his feet still. Whoa, real dangerous play by Giancarlo Woods. As soon as he caught the football at the 45-yard line, there was a Wildcat strung all over him. He spun out of the tackle and was able to get back up for about 5 yards.
Credit Woods getting spun 6 ways to Sunday, but he still found a way to reorient himself and keep it going. This is great field position for Cardinal Newman here. You're going to start out with the ball at your own at the Marin Catholic 42, and now pending any silly false starts, you're going to put yourself in a position to lock this game up. Fingers crossed.
Ethan Collinborn had kicked a 46-yard field goal at the end of the first half, so he's got a good leg, and they're not far from his range right now. 3:40 remaining in the contest. 10-10, Cardinal Newman and the Wildcats from Marin Catholic in a real dogfight. The snap is good. Rolling out to pass now is Pavitt. He's got some time. Now he throws it away, incomplete. Smart decision by Jackson Pavitt, the senior. He rolled to his right. He had some time, but nobody was open, and he fired it at the feet of Zion Nunley.
And Nick,
incomplete.
I thought number 52 there, Miles Wyckoff, the left tackle for Newman, kind of got away with a quick little jump there. So
right now it's dead silent here.
Yeah.
We haven't heard silence like this for a while. 3 minutes, 33 seconds. The Wildcats defense on the field. And now the volume starts to come up for the Wildcats. Second down and 10. The football at the Marin Catholic 42-yard line.
Credit Pavitt for getting rid of that ball and not taking a sack on that last play.
Pavitt throws it quickly out to Zion Nunley, who makes the catch. He sheds a tackler, still on his feet, and he's brought down right at the first down marker. Let's see where the mark is.
Depending on the spot, it looks like he could be just short. Nothing that a quick quarterback sneak couldn't solve.
Ron Rua is over there on the sideline. Let's see where he spots it. Yep, Ron's going to put it. Just going to be third down and a long one. I got to believe this is 2 down territory. 3 minutes, 23 seconds remaining here in quarter number 4.
And Nunnally has to come off the field because of his bloody elbow. We saw that Giancarlo Woods had his issues with this in the first half. They need to get that elbow taped up so he could get back out there.
Pavitt looking over to the coach, Paul Cronin, for the signal. Now they goof out. Cronin's giving signals. Now Pavitt's got to give the signals to his team. That's what's been causing all the problems. He can't hear anything. Pavitt gets the snap. Moves over Moran. Now he's going to take it himself. Looking for a hole. Trying to string it out. And Marin Catholic does a good job. There's a penalty coming in. Let's see what the penalty. It might be a late holding penalty. Let's see what the call is. Came in behind the tackle.
And it will be.
Marin Catholic's pointing at Cardinal Newman. Third down and 1. Let's see what will happen here. Looks like he was short. That would have forced a fourth down and a decision here. It's definitely against Cardinal Newman. It's going to push him back 10 yards. There's a big call by the officiating crew. Roy Hammond, Larry Doss, Ron Ruiz, Doug Caber, Ron Ellingsworth. Big call in this game. 3 minutes and 12 seconds and counting, pushing it back. Now it's third down and 12 for the Cardinals. The football back at the 45. Jackson Pavitt gets the snap, throws it out in the flat, and he throws it wide, incomplete. Nunley was out there, and Pavitt left it a little too wide on the field, and Paul Cronin's going to send in the punting crew. 2:57 remaining. Again, field position's the key here for the Cardinals. Try to pin back the Wildcats.
It's the penalties, Nick. The penalties will get you every time. They were in prime position there to possibly take a shot at a field goal. Now you've kicked yourself or held yourself out of a potential scoring opportunity.
Giancarlo Wood standing at his own 42. The snap is good. Giancarlo's kick is a low kick, and it's not a very good one. And it goes out of bounds.
At about the 30-yard line.
Let's see where they mark it. And it's
they're bringing it up.
Very poor kick. Up coming off the sideline is...
They're going to put the ball at the 35-yard line.
Doug Caber brought the football way back. So that punt did not net very many yards there, Jeff.
Two timeouts left for Marin Catholic. 2:51 remaining. We'll see what they do coming out of here.
They're going to start with the football at their own 35-yard line. 10-10, 2:51 remaining in this North Coast Section Division IV championship battle. The Wildcats coming onto the field with their senior quarterback, Gavin Cook, who took over in the third quarter, made a big 40-yard run that got them into their field goal range for their first points of the game. He's remained into the game at quarterback.
6-foot running back, 223 pounds, Ryan Dolan next to him.
And coming, and a great play by Grannis. Cardinal Newman's Grannis ran down Cook in the backfield, and there's a 6-yard loss.
Play broke down from the start, was doomed for failure, and Grannis was able to come in there in the backfield and bring him down for a loss. So now it'll be second and what appears to be 14 or 15 yards.
Second down, and it looks like they're going to give him a loss of 4. Second down and 14. The clock is running, 2:19 and counting. 10-10 here at Santa Rosa High School. The Division IV championship. Gavin Cook with two receivers left, two receivers right. Cook wants to throw. Now he pulls the ball down. Can't find anybody. Throws the football. It's intercepted.
Nunley with the interception.
Intercepted. Gavin Cook was trying to find Spencer Lohr up the right sideline. And stepping in for the interception.
Zion Nunley battling with him the entire way. You could see Cook was trying to wave him downfield to make something happen, but Nunley read that like a book, picked him like a booger, whatever you want to use, whatever euphemism. It's Cardinals ball.
2 minutes and 1 second. The Cardinals take over, 10-10. Football at the Wildcats' 46-yard line. Jackson Pavitt in the shotgun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Moran shifts to the right. Pavitt takes the snap. He wants to throw. Now he throws over the middle, and it's out of the hands of Giancarlo Woods. A little too high, and it slipped just out of his grasp. Incomplete pass. Stopping the clock with 1 minute 56 seconds remaining.
I think that's a combination of the conditions, that pass being too high and having too much mustard on it. For Woods to be able to reel in. You can see him clapping and shaking out his hands right now, trying to warm him up.
Second down and 10. The football right at the Marin Catholic 46-yard line. And both crowds are loud here. Marin Catholic's a little louder. Pavitt shifts Marin left. Now he throws a quick screen out to the right. Nunley with the catch, and he's going to be tackled after a 1-yard gain. Great pursuit by the Marin Catholic defenders. Tyner Nels came up and made the tackle from behind. It's going to be a big third down. The clock is counting, 1:36. Third down and 9. The football right at the 45-yard line of Marin Catholic.
And it looks like Marin Catholic's going to use one of those two timeouts they have left.
I thought it was a good call. I was surprised that Mozzie let it count down as far as he did. Because if he holds him here, he knows he'd get the football back. Let's keep it right here, Jeff.
1:26 left in the game.
1:26 left in the game. Third down and nine. Pavitt's been throwing the football all night long. I'm a little bit surprised by it, but most of the passes have been short passes. A couple of the long passes that he threw to Nunley had a chance. I look for a pass to Nunley right here. I got to tell you, he's the kind of a receiver that's a game breaker. I don't think you can do the paper cut here and hope for Giancarlo Woods to get upfield after the five-yard catch. I'm looking for a pass to Nunley. Number nine's out on the right flat. A nice big body, 6'3", 175 pounds. Throw the ball up there. Let Nunley have an opportunity, an athlete in space to make a play.
I could see the pass to Nunley or Woods, or I could easily see an RPO where either Pavitt's forced to keep it or dump it off to Moran. Those are your two best ball handlers.
Right now, the defensive back is lined up 12 yards in front of Nunley. He's got 12 yards of space right in front of him. Pavitt with the snap, looking for Nunley, throws it out there. Nunley with a catch at the sticks, and he slips down. Let's see where he's at.
It looks like they're going to give him the spot. We're looking, they're marking the ball at about the 35.
Sometimes it's good to be right, and I was right on that call.
Good
call,
Nick.
Nunley with the pass, right at the sticks for the first down. Luckily, he slipped down. They're going to put it right at the sticks, and they're going to move the chains. 1 minute, 18 seconds. Paul Cronin and I had the minds were thinking the same on that one. First and 10, Cardinals right at the 35. Up the middle comes Pavitt, and he's smothered by that man. Jamar Sekona jumped on his back and took him down. No gain.
Now, interesting how Cronin's going to play this. Does he feel like he's in field goal range with Colin Bourne?
Not yet. No way. Minute and counting here. Coming down, second down and nine. We're way out of field goal range right now. Ball's at the 35-yard line. Pavitt throws quickly out to the flat, and it's off of Nunley's hands. He took his eyes off of it, and the ball hit him right in the chest and bounces harmlessly out of bounds. Third down and 10, 50 seconds remaining. That was a huge play right there. That would have been a five-yard gain, and that may have gotten him closer to field goal range, no doubt.
We talked about it earlier. You've got to catch the pass with your hands if you're a wideout. You can't wait for that ball to come and hit you in the pads. It's just going to ricochet right off, and that's what happened there with Nunley.
The defensive back now comes up tight on Nunley. Let's see what Paul Cronin's going to call here. Again, I like Nunley, 6'3". He's your athlete. The ball, and coming up the middle is Pavitt, and he's going to be sacked. Pavitt's going to lose yards, and I think it's going to – the clock is still running. Let's see if Mozzie wants to stop it. 36, 35, and counting. Nobody's stopping the clock here. And it appears that the clock may run down here. Fourth down and a long 12 as Pavitt went back to pass. The rush came on him. He eluded the first tackler as he tried to scramble. He couldn't get out of bounds. And Cardinal Newman's going to go for it. Why not?
The DBs are playing about 10 yards off, but there's also just a single high safety here. You got to utilize that advantage that Giancarlo Woods is going to have on the outside.
Mozzie's going to call a timeout. We're going to keep it right here, Joe. 11 seconds remaining in this contest, and I like this, what Paul Cronin's going to do. Why not run the clock down, take a shot, try to get a first down, and if you do get the first down, you run out Ethan Collinborn out there. If you don't, you're going to allow them possibly one play. There's going to have one play because this play is going to take at least 5 or 6 seconds. No doubt every play does.
I mean, it's as if the no turnovers. That's what Coach Garrick is letting us know right now. This would be the most inopportune time for a turnover.
Put these on, Garrick. Garrick, Coach Garrick hotailing has stayed with us here this whole game. Just relax. I'm doing the best I can. 11 seconds remaining here. We're at Santa Rosa High School. Cardinal Newman with the fourth down and 13 yards. They're going to keep the football and try to go for it. They're not going to punt. Back onto the field comes Marin Catholic. And as Jeff mentioned, they've got Gavin Cook. Their safety is about 20 yards off the line of scrimmage. What are you looking for here, Coach?
Something at the sticks.
Something right at the sticks. And I think they could. They have their press covering now on the wide receivers.
You might see a trick play as well.
I'm looking
some type of reverse or double reverse.
I'd like to see a screen play. I'd like to see a screen pass myself.
Coach just wants 12 yards. Marin Catholic thinking there was a false start.
Right the stick.
There's it over the middle. It's complete. The pass was complete to LaFranchi. Justin Lafrenkie. Now let's see if they can get on the field. There's 5 seconds remaining.
Cronin celebrating with Pavitt. They need to get there and down that ball right now. There's 5 seconds left. What a terrific pass from Pavitt to Lafrenkie. And then the ball fell out once he was tackled. So now all the pressure is going to fall on number 16, Ethan Collinborn, the senior, 5'10". Go out there and win us an NCS section. How about it?
Just Jackson Pavitt, the quarterback, dropped back. Found Lafrenkie on a skinny post over the middle. Lafrenkie caught the football right at the sticks, gained about 7 more very valuable yards afterward, and now Ethan Collinborn is onto the field. There's 5 seconds remaining here at Santa Rosa High School, the Division IV North Coast Section Championship. The holder is now going, is on the field for the Newman. It's going to be John Headley. Mitch Russell is the snapper. They're at the left. They're
the
at
the clock is running.
No, it's not. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is.
He made it!
And Cardinal Newman on the last play of the game. Ethan Collinborn's 36-yard field goal is good.
What a kick.
Running onto the field with the Cardinal Newman Cardinals, and Marin Catholic is down.
What a game. What a kick.
Final score here at Ernie Nevers Field in Santa Rosa. And Cardinal Newman Cardinals 13, Marin Catholic Wildcats 10.
And you got two section champions from the same league.
And Cardinal Newman moves on to the regional championship. Tomorrow morning we'll find out when and where. A special thanks to Coach Garrick Hotaling of Rancho Cotati, who stuck it out here in the second half. And we're going to look for both our teams going into the regional championships. I hope they don't have to play each other. Huh? Hey, thanks a lot, Garrick. This is Nick Mattis for Jeff Woodworth and Michael Barabalt. We're going to send it back to Joe Pasquini in the studio. But don't go away. We've got some special guests. The players of the game for Cardinal Newman will be up here. We'll get Michael Barabalt's thought, and I bet we're going to get Coach Paul Cronin. You've listened to the Game of the Week on KSRO, and it was brought to you by Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep